This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
And we'll get moving right on to Alan Pollock. He is here. Alan, how are you, friend?
I am doing great. David Licken, how are you?
I'm good. Alan Pollock with the Tech Update. Sometimes I get so excited by getting everyone on, I don't finish my thought all the way through. My wife was pointing that out this week. And she goes, you interrupt yourself a lot, and you don't. It's sometimes a challenge to follow you, Dave, because you move quickly through your thoughts, and you know people can't read what you intend to say. I go, good point. So I've got something for you this time. I got this new technology. It's a wearables. We're talking about wearables and what it can do for your health.
Okay.
It's old. U-R-A. It's Aura, and it's an Aura ring, and this ring measures your sleep, how you sleep, how often you go into REM sleep. I don't know how it does it. It looks like a wedding ring on my right hand, and roaring on the ring finger, and it is quite interesting, the amount of data. But I'm getting, for a sanguine, outgoing personality kind of guy, which, you know, you wouldn't think, but yeah. I have this geeky side of me. I want data, data, data. So I wake up, I'm sleeping, and I'm tossing and turning in the middle of the night going, oh, shoot, it's going to have bad stats. So last night was one of those nights where I woke up a couple of times, tossed and turned a little bit, and going, crap, my scores are going to be terrible. This is actually better. So if we have technology that can measure how you're sleeping, what else is out there? And that's why you're here. Tell us about what else is out there. Pretty cool stuff. Aura.
Yeah, it's there's a whole thing of these wearables. It's kind of funny. There's an article in Wired magazine. As you said it, I just quickly Googled it, and it's a review of the Aura ring. Now, it's a little dated. It goes back to September, but it said, because at first they were saying the ring, or some people said the ring can help detect COVID days before. This article says, no, you can't diagnose yourself with COVID but by wearing a ring, but it can tell me when my period is coming. So, David, if you need to know when your period is coming, you can wear the ring.
That's bad. This can tell
anyway,
you.
It's $300. It's not cheap, and it does all the great stuff. I can tell you that I've heard some reviews of folks that had the Apple Watch, the new one that looks at oxygen levels. And when they did have COVID, they did use that with their doctor to actually keep track of how they were doing with their oxygen levels.
I do. I monitor that all the time. I got the newest watch. And I'm loving it. And it does an EKG. I mean, going like, you could read an EKG. I just want to make sure, because my dad had arrhythmia. And so,
AFib. Yeah.
And knowing that is out there in the family gene pool, I realized I'm going, I want to double check that. So if I have any feeling like most of the time, it's just because I had too much coffee. So anyway, what's going on in the world of mortgage technology, my friend?
Oh, there is just so much. I don't even know where to start. Let's start non-mortgage. You know, back to not really cancel culture, but not freedom of the press culture, maybe. And Facebook has frozen Venezuelan leaders' account over misinformation that Facebook says that they put out there. We've got the Volkswagen buzz going for, they're bringing back the Love Bus, but it's fully electric in 2023. And I don't know if you knew this, David, but the Amazon warehouse workers this week will decide to unionize. It's all kinds of crazy stuff going on. And we also know that the ship has finally been freed from the Suez Canal, 200,000 ton ship, which is absolutely crazy. And probably really interesting how they did it. I don't know.
It is. I was watching.
That'll be fun to take a look at.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, the last piece of non-mortgage news I kind of just bring up, because it's Elon Musk, Tesla, and Bitcoin, and, you know, blockchain's a big deal, and Bitcoin's a big deal, or is becoming. So, I, you know, you really can't buy a house in Bitcoin, but today, or as of last week, you can now buy a Tesla with Bitcoin. And it sent the price of cryptocurrency soaring. So if you have a bunch of crypto sitting around or Bitcoin and you wanted a Tesla and you didn't want to affect your bank account or let anyone know about it, you can head over to a Tesla dealer. So let's talk, David, or you wanted a ring to know, you know, how your health is doing. But let's talk mortgage. So this is really cool. Rocket Mortgage. and Mint have now created together in partnership a digital mortgage solution. You now can get approved without leaving the Mint app. And it is, they call it magic in the Rocket Mortgage API. I love marketing spin, right? Mm-hmm. And of course, they've said it's the first of many and many more to come. And they had one last quote, which I thought was kind of funny. They say, from app to accurate rate confirmation and approval in just 8 minutes. So check it out. There's a lot of those kind of special relationships where you've got these folks like Mint that have these, large following, right? They have distribution. Mm-hmm. They've got borrowers. And so you'll probably see more of these types of things as people try and capture that audience or their audience. So very interesting. David, $16.3 million in a Series B. That probably makes you think of how you could spend it all at a Tesla dealership without Bitcoin. Well, TMC, our friends at the Mortgage Collaborative, love this. They've made their first ever tech investment, which is so cool. It's called the TMC Emerging Tech Fund, and they've invested in Maxwell Series B preferred shares of financing. The 16.3 million Bs went through a number of different people. TMC participated. I don't know how much they participated, but they did. The news was announced end of last week, and you can see some stuff about it this week. The great part about it is that they now are providing their members with forward-looking mortgage companies to help accelerate the impact of the industry by investing in these different companies. So what a fantastic model. What a great thing for Maxwell, and really a great thing for the industry. And so kudos to TMC. If you're interested in finding out more, you can take a look at them. And, of course, we've got a lot of our listeners that are members of TMC, so I'm sure you already know about it. When are we going to get the Lincoln on Lending Tech Fund, David?
Ah, no, we got to get one of those going. Yeah, I've got a tech fund.
Maybe you can sell some of your Bitcoin, and we can just go buy a couple tech companies.
I'd look at that.
Offer it at a discount.
Gosh, that's crazy.
So,
what
it
could have said
big tech, right?
Yep.
What could have said it? You know, we're all the big tech and all these crazy things we have going on, right? All these tech solutions. How about a non-tech solution for the folks that haven't finished their tech solution? So if your volume is off the rails, and by the way, this is an unsolicited advertisement. I just love this so much. Unsolicited, if your tech implementations are gone sideways, you haven't started, they're not done yet, or you're just not ready, or you have more volume than you can handle, ComputerShare Loan Services has processors, underwriters, and closers that can immediately jump in and pick up the volume. That's really important, especially if your technology projects are not ready for day one, go to market. It's a way for you not to feel the pain or the burn so much, and the ability to get things just right or to continue to test or find a good partner. And I think in the world of everything, everyone forcing so much tech on everybody, there's non-tech solutions out there that will also help. So take a look at that. David, you know the airport when you go to Clear and, you know, slowly starting to show up in more and more airports.
I use it.
Well, there's a tech services provider. Yeah, I don't think it's the same technology, but they call it Clear. It's called Canopy. And they just did a partnership with Mobi. Mobi apparently provides this underlying technology known as Clear, and it's meant more for in the fraud space. It's a user identification technology. And what it does is it's meant for mortgage and real estate, and that authenticates users through visual biometrics. So imagine starting part of the transaction or some part of the real estate transaction and that continuing forward and being your identification all the way through the process. And it looks like that's what they're trying to do. I don't know if it's tied to any other services or anything else you do. Maybe facial recognition on your phone. I'm not sure. There's definitely more to find out there. But, you know, as we look at kind of trending tech and new things, Clear may be another way that we continue to validate that we are who we say we are, especially for remote online closings and different things like that. It's definitely something to take a look at. All right, let's head over to fraud. Just because of that, I thought I'd just pick the internet's brain and see what was out there for fraud. And what I found was that First American, get this, they have been able to reduce the average review rate for fraud, okay, meaning fabricated income, fictitious employment, EPDs, early payment defaults, undisclosed debt, all the different areas in which fraud occurs, from 60% to 70%.
Wow.
To as little as 10% using what they call a targeted risk score. And they have basically a predictive model and a pattern recognition system where they create a score and they identify with you based on those patterns the level of fraud. Now, you know, we always talk about everybody uses in the news and their press releases. They say things like machine learning, artificial intelligence, all those different things. Well, predictive modeling and AI is clearly what has done it here. And so I think that's really interesting. And we're going to see more things like that, being able to score attributes and values of loan data, provide, you know, patterns and algorithms and going back and looking at vintage, all different ways to create what that predictive model is. Our industry's used it forever, right? But now bringing it to the forefront and making it more available to everybody. So First American is doing that to identify all those different areas of fraud, especially fabricated income. I think that's huge, fictitious employment. So check it out, First American. And then, you know, David, we talked a little bit last week regarding what I was talking about with product principles, if you remember.
Yeah.
And we also brought up, you know, gamification and the ability to even gamify, even if you have a bad system, right? You're not happy with it, or you don't know if it's working great, right? To gamify how people use it, even if it's as simple as embedding videos and walk me tutorials. So important. And, you know, I only bring that up again this week because there's so many different ways to do it. And I thought it would be, one person reached out to me and actually asked, you know, what was the technology you mentioned? It's a company out there. There's a couple of them. It's called WalkMe, WALKME. And it gets installed with a couple snippets of code on your website or your application, just like Google Analytics. And what it does is it just slides right over and it knows what page you're on. You can have curated content directly for that page. You can embed videos. Your knowledge base is searchable. The best part about it is it creates that instant gratification to the consumer or to your internal user. Imagine, you know, a room full of auditors, underwriters, and loan openers and processors having instant information at their hands. What if you put compliance info in there, right? Gamify the experience. Doesn't mean a physical game. It means to create that curated experience. Right. So anyways, check it out. Lots of fun. WalkMe.com. Super easy to implement. And there's a lot of other technologies like that. Product principles. We can talk more about another area of product principles next week. But for the gentleman that reached out to me about WalkMe and the idea he wanted to do with it, I thought I'd just mention it again this week.
Yeah, it's so true. Several people reached out to me as well. The whole gamification of everything, is that to really engage the millennials? Is that what it is? I mean, there was a certain level of frustration in his voice as he talked about it, but I go, no. I mean, I think this is just general common sense. I think you need to be checking it out. So that's right. Also, did you mention another one last week, or was it just WalkMe?
No, it's just WalkMe. I mean, look, we have friends of our radio program at the Knowledge Coop, and they've got different types of technology as well. It's more about the world of instant gratification and quick access, right? No one reads the instruction manuals anymore. We need to curate and provide content to them on demand where they expect to already have it.
It's good stuff. Fascinating. Absolutely. Well, I appreciate touching on that again because it did bring about some feedback in. So, and then also if you're wanting to get ideas and talk to Alan, how did he reach out to you? Was it by email or was it phone?
Email.
Yep.
That's right. LinkedIn, email. I get them coming from all different places. It's ALLEN at TMS-advisors.com.
Appreciate you being on the team. So glad to have you be a part of the podcast each and every week, Alan. And thanks for the update. Have a great week, Alan. And if you can participate in the Hot Topic segment, great. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, as well as CMLA, Indicom, Accelerate Mobility, Mortgage Markets Intelligence, as well as Modex, as well as the MBA, Knowledge Scoop, Lenders One, and Mortgage Collaborative. Folks, so good to have you being here with us. Tell others about the podcast. There's a lot of information we cover here, and you won't go wrong, and you can just share it and listen to it. In a passive way, when you're coming and going, you'll be amazed how it'll help your career. Thanks so much for being with us. Have a great week, everybody, and look forward to talking with you soon.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.